Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the Word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody.
God has
spoken. So let the church say.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God, and we are really, really blessed to be on the air on today. Truly, God has been so good to us. We have missed being on broadcast. We've been traveling the last few weeks, but God has really proved himself faithful. We've had an awesome time in a crusade that we recently held. We were in Women's Conference in San Antonio, Texas on last weekend, and God really moved, and we thank God for all that he is doing. Praise the Lord, and we are honored just to be able to be on the air, amen, just to give God glory and to give him praise. And we thank God for all of our listeners, those that have been listening in while we were away, to our on-demand broadcast. I want to say thank you and God bless you. We do appreciate all of the support by way of listening in, praying for us. Praise God, because it is our heart to continue to do the will of God and to uplift the name of the Lord, even through prayer and the word. So as we go before the Lord on today, if you have a prayer request that you would like to share, we invite you to call us at 718-664-9578. That's 718-664-9578. Also, if you would like to email us your prayer request, you can do so by emailing us at apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. That's apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. Send us your prayer request, beloved. Praise reports. We want to agree with you in prayer concerning your need. Whatever your situation may be, beloved, know that God will answer prayer. He is a God that answers. He's a miracle worker, and if you need a miracle, God has that. Praise the Lord. If you need healing in your body, amen, Jesus died on the cross so that you may be healed and set free by the power of God. So we thank God for you today. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for prayer today, Father. We thank you, God, that you're continuing to watch over your word, to perform it concerning your people. And so, God, it is with gratitude and praise that we put on the armor of God. Lord, the armor that you have provided for us, and we trust you for protection against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Lord God, we thank you for the belt of truth that is around our waist. And Lord God, we ask that you give us wisdom to recognize the enemy's deceiving ways. And Lord God, we believe and live and speak only your truth. We thank you, God, today for the breastplate of righteousness. Lord God, that breastplate that covers our heart, covers the vital organs, that keeps us from hurt, keeps us walking in purity, righteousness, and holiness. And we thank you, Lord God, for the sandals of peace that you shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Because, God, your word is true, and we know that, God, you honor your word, and so we desire to walk in the light of your word. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the helmet of salvation, the helmet that covers our mind, that keeps us walking in victory because our mind is stayed upon you. So we thank you for that peace today. We thank you, God, that you cause us to think your thoughts, cause us, God, to feel your love and your compassion. So, Father, we thank you, God, even for discernment Father God, we thank you, God, that it's because of the salvation of the Lord that the enemy is defeated. And so, God, we thank you now even for the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the infallible word of truth. Lord God, we choose to believe it, to live in it, and, God, to walk in the truth. So help us, God, to hide your word in our heart. Give us proficient recall and skill to use your word, Father God, to defeat the enemy. We know, God, that you wait to hear your word. So help us to continue to decree it, to declare it. Oh, Father God, stand in it, walk in it, and live it in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for prayer. Now, God, you take control of this prayer today. Father God, there are many needs today. There are many, God, that are hurting, that don't know what to do. But Father God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we declare that your word is true, and we are dependent upon your word because you watch over your word to perform it. So Father God, even when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard, oh God, against the enemy. So we thank you, God, that we do not walk in defeat, but we walk in victory, oh God, because of your word. Now, Father God, I pray for those that are bound by drugs, bound by addiction, bound by habits, Father God, and I ask you to bring deliverance. I ask you for freedom and liberty in the Holy Ghost. Father God, those that may be bound by oppression, depression, sickness, disease, Father God, we ask for healing on today. We ask, God, that your word, God, would go forth and permeate the souls and hearts of the people, those that are listening, Father God, Lord God, that are trusting you, God, for miracles, trusting you for healing. Those that are, there's someone, God, that is blind today, that cannot hear, but I ask you, God, to open up their eyes and open up their ears, Father God, that they may see and hear and know that you, God, are the healer, that you are the deliverer. So, God, we thank you now. We thank you, Father God, for touching our leadership today. We ask, God, that you touch those in government, the officials, God, that make decisions on behalf of our nation and country. Father God, there are many decisions on the books right now, many decisions up before the Senate and the government. Father God, we need your wisdom. So I ask you, Father, to get into the Senate, get into the representatives, touch our president today, touch his cabinet, Father God. Give them wisdom to know what to do. Father God, that the decisions that are made, Father, would be decisions that you, God, want to be made. Father God, and I ask you to save, Lord God. I ask that you deliver and that you set free. Father God, we thank you now. We thank you, God, for prophetic word and prophetic ministry that's going on, going all through the nation. And Father, even in the government, that you send those, God, that are anointed to speak forth your word and declare your word, even to government officials. So, Father, we thank you for that today. Lord God, I thank you, God, that you're ministering to every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher all throughout the land. Send forth revival in this nation. Father God, we need you in a special way. And so, God, I'm asking that you begin to shake the leaders up. Give us a heart to pray. Give us a heart to travail and intercede on behalf of the needs of the people. We thank you right now, God, that the enemy is bound, that Beelzebub is bound, the prince of the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father God, we bind the prince over this county and all counties throughout the United States. We bind all territorial spirits, principalities, and abuse of power spirits. Father God, we come against the rules of darkness of this world, wicked spirits in high places, and all spirits that are not of the Holy Spirit. We bind the ruler spirit assigned over individuals, God. And Father God, we bind all spirits above, on, below the earth, watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdropper spirits, Father God, human spirits that travel by astral projection. We bind divination and witchcraft. We bind spirits of superstition. We bind spirits of Jezebel, Python, Guile, Antichrist, fault finder spirits, deaf spirits, and all spirits of slander, scandal, defamation, accusation. Father God, we bind all false accusations and spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition, hindrance. We bind interference right now in the name of Jesus. We bind obstruction. Father God, we bind all blocking spirits, spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, arguments. We bind the Ahab spirit. We bind spirits of Balaam, Korah, and Cain. Father God, we thank you now that the spirit of litigation and discontent and war spirits are bound. We bind all familiar spirits and sign, God. We bind spirits of seduction and beguiling spirits. We bind spirits of pride, presumption, arrogance, unbelief, obsession, ill will. Father God, all distraction and character assassination. Father God, we bind doubt and fear. We bind nature spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of the wizard. We bind warlock spirits today. We bind the witch spirit. We bind Jezebel, God. We bind, God, spirits of unforgiveness and bitterness. We bind resentment and anger and hate. We bind spite and roots of bitterness, malice, and all hindering spirits. We bind hindrance spirits that would hinder the move of God, the flow of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, that the people of God are free to move in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you that the untapped power of the Holy Ghost is moving, God, throughout the land. Father God, we thank you right now that all psychic and physical spirits and spiritual attacks, assignments and operations, God, all seedings and works and plans and activities, God, traps, wild snares, curses, hexes, vexes, bewitchments, enchantments are bound, cantrips, literatures, judgment of witches and warlocks. Father God, I bound today. All acts of evil, witchcraft, and sorcery are bound. We bind candle magic, black magic, potion magic, white magic, contagious magic. We bind omens and crystal mancing. We bind the voodoo spirits, God. We bind Caribbean and South American witchcraft, God. We thank you, God, the Eastern mysticism and the New Age movement spirits are bound. We bind workings of curses and rituals. Father God, sacrifices to the enemy and demonic thoughts. We bind threats and mental illusions, God, statements, ideations, and self-inflicted curses are bound through negative confession. We bind imagery and magnification, God, and we take all these things into captivity by faith, and we call them canceled, made null and void, never manifested, God, never come to pass or curse, God, destroyed by their root and rendered of no effect. Oh, God, we thank you now. In Jesus' name, we thank you that these things are broken off of ministries, people, families, God, immediately, completely, and permanently in the name of Jesus. God, we cut and sever all ties, bonds, and cords, soul ties with corporate or personal sin. We repent and renounce all sin in Jesus' name. We trust you, God, and God, we have expected faith in Jesus Christ's name. We decree all of these prayers accomplished for your glory. Now, God, that these spirits are bound, we break their supply line, the communication line. We bind up and off of us all reinforcement and retaliation by the enemy. We speak and decree upon them spiritual confusion, spiritual deafness, and dumbness, blindness, and paralysis, and incapacitation in Jesus' name. So we throw these plans into continued confusion. We decree that all of these things are accomplished in Jesus' name. We decree that they cannot obstruct, confuse, harm, deceive, or divide our people to frustrate the move of God in Jesus' name. We loose the perfect will of God and the untapped power of the Holy Ghost over everyone that is involved, God, in this vision and ministry. We release them to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost to bring forth the perfect will on the purpose of God. Father God, we come in agreement for the ministering angels, the warring angels, guardian angels of the Lord Jesus Christ to be dispatched immediately in the name of the Lord. Father God, we send you forth to cause these prayers to be according to the words that we've spoken. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance and healing throughout our communities, cities, and nations. God, we thank you for the body of Christ that's working fitly, joined together for the overall vision of God. Holy Ghost, I'm asking you to rule your people and cause them to tap into where you're taking your church for this season. We thank you, God, that God, you are moving, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord, that your will is being done in the name of Jesus Christ. So we take authority over every territorial spirit throughout the United States, and we confess that this land was dedicated to and it still belongs to Jesus. And God, we thank you now that your people are free to pray, praise, and worship as the Holy Ghost leads. We thank you that the enemy is bound, and we bound every spirit mentioned and unmentioned, known and unknown,
coming through any individual, organization, adversary, or would-be adversary in Jesus' name. God, we thank you now, hallelujah, that the enemy is forbidden to operate against the vision of God. We command you to return to the point of your origination against us in Jesus' name. So, God, we send them back now. Return our curses, God, oh, God, to the enemy's camp in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you now that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about your people because we fear you, God. We trust you, God. We depend upon you, God. Now, Lord God, even all throughout this day, I'm asking you to minister to your people in a special way. Let the Holy Ghost move, God. Oh, Father God, let the Holy Ghost flow right now. In the name of Jesus, everyone that listened to this prayer, Father God, that's been bound by the spirit of witchcraft, that's been bound by the warlock spirit, that's been bound by Jezebel, bound by Ahab, bound by Korah, bound by Cain, bound by bondage, oh, by shame, bound by fear, oh, by shadow, bound by seducing spirits, bound by antichrist spirits. Oh, God, I pray liberty right now. I pray freedom in the name of Jesus. Father God, help your people, God, to stand in boldness. Father God, help them to declare your word. Oh, Father God, help your people today to set their faces as a flint, to obey you, God. Oh, my God, to walk in obedience. I bind even lazy spirits today. I bind trifling spirits right now. I bind, oh, God, slothful spirits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, help your people today to be armed with the arm of the Lord. Oh, I shame to set their affections on things above and not on things of the earth, God. Oh, God, shake your people up today. Shake up prayer, God. Shake it up right now in the heavens, oh, God. Let this nation, oh, God, oh, I shake. I know, oh, God, oh, God, oh, shake out. Run it in, oh, shake out. Run it in, oh, shake out. Oh, shake out. Be shaken in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, abort sin now. Abort the enemy's plan. Hold on, Shikane. Nandere robo sekana. Randere robo sekana nana sata. Ekene nene sende. Send forth revival, God. We need revival in this nation. Oh, my God. Let a move of God go forth, God. On the East Coast, on the West Coast, down in the South and up North, God. Oh, my shape. America needs you, God. We need you, Father God. We need you to move, God. Oh, shape. Send forth revival, God. Dead churches, God. Bring them alive, God. Where Ichabod is written on the doorpost, God. I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will begin to move, God. Begin to move throughout our nation, God. Begin to move in the streets, God. Go down in the bars, God. And, oh, God, begin to convict, God. Convict people of sin. Go in the jailhouses, God. There are men's servants, women's servants bound by, oh, my God, addictions, God, sitting in the jail cells. But I ask you, Holy Ghost, to go forth and begin to do a work, God. We need you to move, God. We need you, God, to pull down stubborn spirits, obstinate spirits, spirits of haughtiness and pride. Oh, my Shando. Oh, God, spirits of rebellion, God. Get in our young people, God. Give them a hunger and a cry for you, God. Oh, God, stir up today. Oh, God, there's a cry that goes out, God. Oh, God, a cry because of sin, God. But I'm asking you, dear Lord, to touch us on today. Move on today. Minister on today. Oh, God, go to Facebook. Go to these social networks. And as the people of God hear this prayer, I pray that the fire of God will begin to minister to them in a special way. Whatever the need is, God, you meet the need, God, in the name of Jesus. And every warrior, every intercessor that will hear this prayer, I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will begin to permeate them, oh God, that conviction would fall, that God, they would realize, God, that no sin would stand in your sight. You don't like flesh, God. We need to walk in the spirit and not the flesh. Oh God, that we obey the spirit and not the flesh. So God, let the Holy Ghost arise in us in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you today. I thank you and I give you praise for the liberty that you've given to us to declare your word. Oh, my God. So I'm asking you today, God, begin to move. Begin to shake, God. God, we need old-fashioned Pentecost. We need to be able to pray at the altars until Christ is formed in us. So light the fires on the altar. Oh, my God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, begin to stir, God, your people. Begin, God. Begin with repentance. Help us to repent. Help us, oh God, to lay all on the altar. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you today. God, I give you praise and I give you honor. I give you glory. Let it begin in us today. Let it begin in us, God. Let the fire live, oh God. The fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn, God. Oh my God, we need you today, God. Oh, stop by here right now. Oh, by shout. Oh, move, God. Touch right now. Touch that one that's discouraged. That one that's going through hard trial. The one that maybe wanted to commit suicide. We bind the spirit of suicide. We bind death right now. We bind the murder spirit. We bind violence now. We bind the gangbanger spirit. Oh, God, the prostituting spirit. Oh, God, save, God, and deliver us, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. For Jesus came to set us free. Oh, God, we thank you for freedom. We thank you for liberty. Have your way, God. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, God. Oh, my Shando, we thank you now. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh, God, have your way, Jesus. Move, God. Move in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you now. We glorify you now. Oh, God, we magnify you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We bless you now. Oh, God, have your way in every service on this weekend, all throughout the land. Have your way, God. Send your word with power. Send your word with authority. In the name of Jesus, God, we'll be so careful to give you the praise, give you the honor, and give you the glory. We'll continue to magnify your name. Oh, yes, Lord. We got a yes down in our belly. We got a yes down in our soul. Have your way today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you now. And we glorify you, God. Thank you for this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the Donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because he loves you and he cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. The church says.